This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army said it was sending in reinforcements against Hamas militants who were still on Israeli territory on Sunday, the day after they stormed across the border from Gaza. Military spokesman Brigadier General Daniel Hagari said the enemy is still on the ground in Israel.
Hamas are hiding among Gazan civilians, inside Gazan homes and schools, hospitals and mosques. Hamas behaves like ISIS. I repeat, Hamas behaves like ISIS. It's the same strategy to maximize civilian casualties in Gaza and Israel and make you all forget the massacre of hundreds of Israelis that started this war in the first place.
He added that the Israeli army was reinforcing its troops, especially near the Gaza Strip, saying the army had struck 800 Hamas targets. A Taliban government spokesman says the earthquakes that hit western Afghanistan have killed at least 2,500 people. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more information from the earthquake zone.
The figures couldn't be independently verified, but if correct, the toll would eclipse the one that hit eastern Afghanistan in June 2022, striking a rugged mountainous area and killing at least 1,000 people. Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit a far more densely populated area near Afghanistan's fourth largest city, Herat, followed by strong aftershocks. People have been attempting to dig out the dead and injured with their hands, clambering over rocks and debris. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The death toll is expected to rise. It's difficult to get to the area most